This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Moroccan rescuers have pulled a five-year-old boy out of a deep well where he was trapped since Tuesday, but the country's king says the boy has died. An Associated Press reporter at the scene Saturday evening saw the boy wrapped in a yellow blanket after he emerged from a tunnel dug specifically for the rescue. His parents were escorted to an ambulance before he emerged. His plight had captured worldwide attention. The boy fell into a 32-meter well and was trapped in a hole too narrow for rescuers to reach safely. Search crews used bulldozers to dig a parallel ditch. Poland's defense ministry said the first American troops arrived in Poland Saturday to reinforce NATO allies in Eastern Europe, amid fears Russia may invade neighboring Ukraine. The U.S. troops arrived at a military base in southeastern Poland near the Polish border with Ukraine. About 4,000 U.S. troops have been stationed in Poland on a rotational basis since 2017. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered the additional troops to Poland on Wednesday. Biden also ordered troops to Romania and Germany, raising the total number of additional troops to nearly 3,000. First contingent of additional U.S. troops arrived in Germany on Friday. The U.S. placed 8,500 other U.S. troops on high alert in January to deploy to Europe if necessary. They remain on high alert, and NATO defense ministers are expected to discuss adding more reinforcements at their next meeting on February 16th and 17th. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 passed the 900,000 mark on Friday. It was a tally President Joe Biden described in a statement as a tragic milestone. This is VOA News. Canadian cities, including the financial hub Toronto, faced disruptions on Saturday as protests against vaccine mandates spread from the capital of Ottawa, raising fears of clashes with counter-protesters. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a movement against a vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but has turned into a rallying point against public health measures and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. Protesters have shut down downtown Ottawa for the past 8 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags. Some protesters say they want to dissolve Canada's government. Police say the well-funded protest movement has relied partly on funding from sympathizers in the United States. GoFundMe took down the Freedom Convoy's donation page on Friday, saying it violated the platform's terms of service due to unlawful activity. The group had raised the equivalent of $7.8 million U.S. dollars. 16 people died in Mexico's central state of Zacatecas following an apparent violent dispute between criminal gangs. This, according to authorities on Saturday, the state is grappling with a spike in violence. The state prosecutor said 10 bodies were found wrapped in blankets in the streets of the Fresnillo municipality, while another six were inside a warehouse in the nearby community Panfilo Nutera. Last month, authorities found the bodies of 10 people abandoned inside a vehicle in the historic center of the state capital, also named Zacatecas, just a few steps from the government offices. Official figures show homicides rose last year. The state of Zacatecas registered 1,050 homicides in 2021, about 200 more than the previous year. Sunday will mark the British Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee. It's a first for a British monarch. A smiling Queen Elizabeth kicked off celebrations by inviting local community groups on Saturday to her Sandringham residence in the east of England. The 95-year-old became the Queen of Britain and more than a dozen other realms, including Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, on the death of her father, King George VI, on February 6, 1952. The weekend's low-key events are a prelude to more pomp and ceremony to mark the Platinum Jubilee in early June. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hired a new chief of staff Saturday as he rebuilds his top team following a series of scandals that have left him fighting to shore up his authority. Cabinet Minister Steve Barclay, former Brexit minister under Theresa May, will head Johnson's staff, according to Downing Street authorities. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.